Do you know the name of that indentation in the middle of your face, under your nose, above your upper lip? Most people don't. But Cognoscenti commentator Barbara Beckwith found out when she was diagnosed with cancer and had to confront a change in appearance.
Greeks consider it an erogenous spot. Martial artists call it jinchu, a perfect pressure point to jab if you want to render an opponent senseless. Acupuncturists apply needles to it to relieve facial pain. I have known parents to tell their children that it was left there by an angel's finger. The story goes that we are born knowing everything until an angel comes down and touches us above the lip to make us forget it all. It takes all our lives to return what we came into the world knowing. One thing I relearned too long after I was born is that sunbathing is bad for pale skin. The lesson sank in only when a surgeon had to cut skin cancer from my face. In the process, she flattened my lip line and erased my philtrum. Without that angel's mark, I appear more serious than I feel. So I counter my somber looks with smiles and wry asides. I was raised to keep a stiff upper lip, and now I have one for real. Friends who have had life-threatening cancers had to deal with wigs over bald heads and loose shirts over absent breasts. My kind of cancer is rarely fatal. It's merely lip shifting. Still, it's on the most public part of me. Back in the 70s, the women's liberation movement inspired me to cut my long hair, give up makeup, and declare myself proudly plain. I'm WYSIWYG, I'd say. That's a computer acronym for what you see is what you get. But now I admit that I did think I was cute, and what made me so was that mid-face groove, now gone. These days, to protect the rest of my face against the sun, I wear a wide-brimmed hat that can double as an umbrella in the rain. All year round, I slather zinc oxide on my nose, which makes it resemble a snow-capped ledge. And even on hot summer days, I wear pajama-like pants to shield from the sun, even though they make me look like I forgot to get dressed. I've given up vanity. I didn't have any when I was born, and I've managed to relearn, along with everything else the angel erased, that I don't need to bother with it now.
Barbara Beckwith is a writer and contributor to Cognoscenti. WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page. Read her essay and many others at WBUR.org.